You should never have to beg for the bare minimum from your partner. If anything, he should be the one trying to get your validation. He should be the one trying to impress you, trying to make sure that he doesn't lose you. Because if he sees you as the woman that you truly are, then he's not going to hesitate to do what he needs to do to keep you in his life. So let's talk about how to use your femininity to make him seek your validation, make him want to impress you. Everything we're going to talk about has to do with your mindset and the way that you are presenting yourself. We cannot control what other people choose to do. We cannot control our relationships. If the other person decides to cross a boundary, or they decide to disrespect you, or to step out of their normal behaviors or what's acceptable to you, that is not within your control. But what is within your control is the way that you present yourself, the energy that you give off, the way that you communicate. This all goes back to your feminine self-concept. Let me know in the comments what you think it means to have a feminine self-concept. What does that look like for you? When it comes to your relationships, as a woman, you actually have the power to set the tone in your relationships. When you are dating, when you are meeting people, whenever you are moving through life, you are able to decide your standards. You are able to decide your bare minimum. And this isn't something that you have to beg for. This isn't something that you necessarily have to say. Your expectations are going to determine how people show up around you. And the way that they know your expectations is based on your energy and is based on what you tell them about yourself. That's why I tell you not to tell someone so much information about you on a first date. When I went on my first date with my husband, which I'm still getting used to saying husband because we just got married like 2 weeks ago, maybe 1 to 2 weeks ago. And I used to say fiance, and then before that I was saying boyfriend. And so now it's like, still getting used to saying my husband. It feels really good to say it though. But when I went on my first date with my husband, I didn't focus on the past at all. I didn't really ask him about his past relationships. I didn't really talk about my past relationships. We just talked about what are our hobbies? What do we like to do on our free time? What is our day-to-day life like? That is something that so many women don't even know about the guys that they're going on dates with. They know all about their past relationships and they talked about all the things from the past and their past traumas, but they don't even know how this man spends his day. They don't know what kind of job he's doing, how long does he work, when does he go to lunch. Does he work from home? Does he work in an office? How far is it from where he lives? Does he live in a nice home? Does he have his life together? Is he actually showing up as a man who's ready for a serious commitment, who's ready for a wife? Those are the kinds of things that I was asking on the first date because I was ready to be in a committed relationship. I didn't necessarily expect to meet my future husband on like one of the first dates I went on, but I just got really lucky in that way. It was really easy to know that he was a possible match because I asked the right questions. I asked questions that had to do with the lifestyle that I wanted, the relationship that I wanted. I was figuring out where he was at and seeing if it was worth continuing the conversation. That is how you set your expectations, based on the questions that you ask them, based on the information that you share about yourself. If you were to go on a first date and you were to talk about your ex, your last relationship, the things that happened, a friend that you had an argument with, the things that happen in that relationship. If you start off your communication with someone new by complaining about your life, complaining about your relationships, complaining about the past, saying things like, all of my exes are manipulative, I just attract bad men, I've had a lot of toxic relationships. Any of those statements are not statements that you should really be saying on a first date or even on first 3, 4, 5 dates. That's something that you talk to someone when you have built trust, when there's already a commitment and a level of trust between you and him. That is when you start to share like things from your past. That's when you start to share intimate conversations. Unless this information is directly related to what you want in your current relationship right now, there's no need to share it. You can share your hobbies that you're doing today. You can share your career and the goals that you have and what you want to do with your life. You can share your desires for the future. And most importantly, you should ask the other person those things as well. And you really want to pay attention. Those are the important things that are going to determine if you're talking to the right guy. It's so easy to get stuck on those superficial things like how they dress or how they talk or what schools they went to or what type of job that they have. Those things don't really matter when it comes to real compatibility because those things change over time. Those things will change in the relationship, throughout the relationship. There's a lot of things that me and my husband didn't really have in common when we first met, and now I don't remember what happened or how it happened, but we agree on it now somehow. I don't know if I changed my viewpoint or he changed his viewpoint, but it's like our interests are merging together, right? Because those little things don't really matter that much. They change. The big things, the big interests, the big passions, the big lifestyles, those are things that are very important and don't change so fast. If they like to go out every single weekend and they love to party and you like to go to bed at 10 or 11 p.m. every night, you like to go to bed early and you don't drink, that is not a compatible relationship because they have a completely different lifestyle than you. What I've noticed is that sometimes you think that they'll change over time. You think that if you're a good enough girlfriend or wife or partner, they're going to value you so much that they're going to change themselves to be better for you. Now, that does happen sometimes. I think in serious relationships, it can happen in little ways progressively, but big personality identity changes are pretty difficult to do for yourself. Just for your own desires, for your own self-improvement, it's hard to change. It can take a lot of work and willpower and effort and align actions. So to do it for somebody else, like that's also hard too. So if they don't want to change for themselves, they're not going to want to change for you. So when you're going into your dates, you have this understanding that you're not there to convince him. You're not there to like see if he's interested in you, if he'll be your guy. You're assessing him. You're seeing if he's compatible with you. Because when you are going on these dates, as a woman, you have to understand your time and energy is very valuable. You have to be extremely selective about what you put your energy into because it's so easy for you to build a man up and make him more confident, make him happier, make him healthier, make him wealthier. It's so easy for you to add abundance to others. But what really is bad is when you're adding abundance onto others and you're not getting that in return and you're just being drained of your energy. We've all had those relationships where they're leveling up, they're getting better and better and more confident and happier, And here we are, continuously feeling more depressed, more unhealthy, more sad, more confused, right? Things are getting worse for us, but they're getting better for them because we're being drained. We are putting all our energy on someone. We're not doing that for ourselves, and they're not giving it to us either. That's why it's better to be alone and happy and healthy than to be with someone who's not compatible. So don't get worried if you go on a couple dates and you don't meet someone. I can't even tell you how many dates I went on before I met my husband. Oftentimes, I would go on a few dates and then get discouraged, stop dating for a while, just be single, and then go on a few dates and then find nothing and then be single for a while. I had shifted so much and grown so much in my perspectives and how I was showing up in my relationships and on dates and stuff. And that is when I think one of the first dates I went on was with my future husband. So it can happen really fast, but it can also take a while for you to build up to that point where you're truly, truly 100% ready. So don't get discouraged if you go on a few dates and it's not working, but also it could happen really fast for you. So you have to be ready now, because I think that when we want a relationship, it feels so far into the future that like we think we have so much time. And so by thinking in that way, we're also pushing it further and further away. So you have to mentally put yourself already there. I remember, I think a few days before we went on our first date, I had written in my journal, I had written like a journal entry because it was Valentine's Day and I was single for Valentine's Day because I hadn't met him yet. And so I wrote like a future journal prompt of next year's Valentine's Day. And I was like, I'm so happy this Valentine's Day. I finally found the man of my dreams. He's so amazing. Like, I'm just happy in this relationship and I'm content. I thought it was pretty funny that a few days later, that's when we met. And then the next Valentine's Day, that actually was the case. It actually was exactly how I wrote it. So you don't have to do any of these things. You don't have to write these journal prompts. You don't have to manifest it. You don't have to do anything. Just ask yourself, what would I do? How would I feel if I already had it? How can I give it to myself now before I see it out there? And just do that. Just try to embody that the best that you can. And that's when things are aligning for you, because it's not just about manifesting it. It's about putting yourself in the mindset. Once you put yourself in the mindset of the outcome, you act differently. You have different standards. You communicate differently. Your energy is different. Everything about you is different because you are thinking differently. When you show up on your dates or in your text interactions as a woman that knows what she wants and truly, truly does not seek anyone's validation, she gives herself what she wants, that is when people will want to please you. That is when he's going to want to impress you. He's going to want to take the initiative and make sure he has you secured. So it's up to you what that means. Because most men are going to do the bare minimum of what they think is required to be with you. So if your minimum requirement is agreeing to last minute plans, letting him make plans with you and then cancel on the plans, letting him make promises and not following through, and still talking to him, still having conversations with him, that is communicating that that's what you accept. That's what he has to do in order to keep you. That's the standard of behavior. But if you make your minimum requirement that he has to be loyal to you, fully commit to you, make an effort to take you out on dates and plan these dates with you, make sure that you have everything that you need, take care of you, all of these things, then that's what he's going to do. He doesn't care either way. Truly, men are not wanting you to lower your standards. They will match whatever it is that you ask for, but you have to ask for it. The reason that a lot of us are not able to ask for what we want is because we've been taught that we can't just have whatever it is that we want. We've been taught that we have to make sacrifices and that we have to suppress our desires. Maybe we were raised by adults that didn't really know what they were doing and didn't teach us gratitude and confidence and positivity. Maybe we didn't have access to abundance or certain resources, and we were constantly comparing ourselves to others, right? They say comparison is the thief of joy, right? People can have any number of things and be grateful. Just because you don't have what your neighbor has doesn't mean that you aren't allowed to be grateful. There's people that feel gratitude for small things, big things, medium things. There's people that never feel gratitude, whether it's a small thing or whether it's a big thing. They can never feel gratitude. You want to be the person that is able to feel this gratitude for things, because otherwise you're going to chase validation in relationships to try to get some feeling out of it, and then you're not actually going to ever feel how you want to feel, because the point of having the relationship that you want is to feel how you want to feel, get validated, get love, get appreciation, get the things that you require. But you have to do what you want to do. You can't compare yourself to others, right? This happens a lot growing up too, I feel like, in school, because when you go to school, it's such a diverse group of people. And let's say you just got some new shoes because your family was able to buy you a new pair of shoes. And you go to school and you're happy with your new shoes, but then you see someone else, their parents got them different shoes, maybe more expensive shoes, maybe just a different brand of shoe, maybe just a totally different style, and that was getting more attention, or they were making you feel bad for having this type of shoe, right? Instantly, then you're comparing yourself to something else and you're like, oh wait, which one's better? Do I have the worst one? Do I have the better one? It's not about that. It's not about, do you have a better relationship or a worse relationship? Do you have a better man or a worse man than someone else? It's not about comparing yourself to other people. It's about, what do you want? Because when you're constantly comparing yourself, that's not really saying anything about you. You're just looking at others and comparing yourself and saying, okay, they have this, I don't have this. You're just like keeping notes on people. It's not really actually doing anything for you. What you should focus on is what you want. What are those things that you just naturally think of and make you happy? What are those things that make you feel grateful just from the thought of it? The things that you don't even notice that you're doing or pursuing because it's so deeply ingrained in you. Those are the things you should be aware of. Those are the things you should require in your relationships. Those are the things that you should set as your standard, because that's what really matters to you. I'm telling you, when you work on all of these things, when you develop your ideal feminine self-concept, you become so magnetic. Like, I've had situations, I've had clients, and this has happened to me too, where you start working on yourself, you start improving yourself, shifting your mindset, showing up differently, and all of a sudden, all these people from your past start to come back into your life out of nowhere. They want to try again. They want to see how you're doing and check on you. It's so crazy, but it always happens. The funny part is that by the time that they come back, we've already shifted so much that we don't even want them anymore. If you're a woman and you want my help building your feminine self-concept and improving your relationships, then go to the link in my description. And to learn how to talk to men in a feminine way so he wants to provide for you, watch this video next. Love you. Bye. Mwah.